kotole kotoye degede ibre de 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 degede. Just pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself. Oh God, every prayer point I will pray tonight, let it come to me speedily. Let the answer come to me speedily. Any powers in my Father's house, such changing answers to prayer. Likate kotoye gada le pre toto kotoye de ibre totoye gada bara da da da. Lambato kashe koto ebele kotoye gede ibara toto kotoye gede le tonda ya kato bara. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Please pray this prayer. A woman was pregnant. All this scan revealed that the baby was growing well. And when the woman gave birth, it was half human, half goat. Half human, half goat. When the baby was delivered, the woman, the doctor shouted. The woman said, "This is not my baby." He said, "I know what I conceived." He said, "Put my pastor on the phone." He said, "This is not what we talk to God for." Within a tinkling of an eye, that formation changed back to a proper baby. Are you hearing me? Tonight we are going to pray. The Bible said Daniel prayed. He said the prince of Persia sustained the delay. You are going to cry to heaven. Listen to me. Something is going to happen tonight too. Amen. Somebody is going to receive a change to that situation tonight. Amen. Listen to me. I have an assurance in me that nobody here will go back home the same tonight. Amen. Something will change. Amen. Something will change. Amen. You better start planning. You better start gathering for that celebration. And you say about preparing for that celebration, because it's already by your door in the name of Jesus. You are going to cry to God. You are going to, any power that want to change answers to my prayer, let that power be destroyed today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. Lord, tonight, as I will seek you, as I will hear the word that will change my situation, nothing will change that from me, oh God. Nothing will take away your glory from my life. Nothing will take away the answers to my prayer. Just pray for yourself. Tonight, as I seek light, darkness will not come. As I seek good, bad will not come. Just pray for yourself. As I see progress for my children, they will not do bad. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. We are praying like it's cold outside. It's not cold outside. It's Jeremiah 5:26. It says, "Among my people are wicked men." It says, "For among my people I find wicked men. They lay wait as he that set snare. They set a trap." Who do they catch? You are going to pray tonight, they will not catch me. They will not catch my prayer. I see somebody rejoicing in the spirit already. I see the momentum gather for somebody. Say with me, "My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father." As I pray tonight, men will not catch me. Men will not steal my prayers. They will not steal answers to my prayer. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Nothing will turn your answer to sadness. Nothing will turn your joy to sadness. Cry to God tonight. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Our Lord and our Father, we soak ourselves in the pool of your blood. Amen. Nothing can touch us in your blood. Amen. Lord, protect us tonight. Amen. Preserve our life. Amen. Lord, prepare us for the word that is coming. Amen. Let it be the word that will change our situation. Amen. Let it be the word that will open the door for us, oh God. Let every gate be lifted for our sake. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, prepare your daughter the vessel you are using tonight. Amen. Let the word be the that is coming through her tonight. Amen. Let it be the word that will break every stumbling block on our way. Amen. And let also God be ushered into a new realm. Amen. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Without wasting too much time, I want us to put your hands together as I welcome my mommy to the altar today. Hallelujah.
We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns. Hallelujah, we give glory to the Lord. He reigns. Jesus reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. Adoration. Adoration to the Lord. Jesus reigns, adoration to the Lord. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. Adoration to the Lord. Adoration, adoration to the Lord. He reigns. Jesus reigns, adoration to the Lord. He reigns, He reigns. The Lord says there's someone here. Two good times you have had a dream and you saw yourself walking around aimlessly, crying. You had the dream the first time, you had the dream the second time. And you are just walking about and crying alone. The Lord is asking me to tell you that He's wiping away your tears.
Amen.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. Because they belong unto you. We refuse to share any of your glory. King of glory, we adore you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We return praises, honor, and adoration to you, the owner of all, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The only authority in heaven, we are before you. The one that can do the unbelievable. We are handing over unto you. Do that which you alone can do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let your name be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name, O God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Help me to greet your neighbor and say welcome to church.
Amen.
Welcome to church. Good evening, everyone. I want to appreciate our pastor, our father in the Lord, the one that the Lord has made the shepherd of the sheep here. And I want to say, the one that has called you, we continually support you. Amen. We sustain you. You will never be alone. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will keep you and keep your household.
Amen.
His mercy will encompass you.
Amen.
His grace be multiplied upon your life. In the name of Jesus. And I want to greet everybody for taking care of the pastor and his family. And I say the Lord Almighty will reward you accordingly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are reading from Acts of Apostles, chapter 3. I tell you what I want to talk on. Give me a new beginning. I don't know if there's anyone who needs a new beginning here. Give me a new beginning. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And as many as have been crawling here, you are rising tonight in the name of Jesus. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Help us, we rise for you.
Amen.
Lift us, we rise for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately, the God of immediately will show for you.
Amen.
I said the God of immediately will show for you.
Amen.
His feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood, you will stand.
Amen.
Tell yourself, I will stand.
I will stand.
I will stand.
My husband will stand.
My wife will stand. My children will stand in the name of Jesus. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Lord. You will praise the Lord.
Amen.
And all the people. How many people?
All.
Saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. People will see you.
Amen.
And they will testify about your
Amen.
Testimony.
Amen.
They will testify about your new beginning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. One more time, Father, speak unto us, and let your name be glorified. When you are talking about a new beginning, it means there had been a beginning. And that beginning must have been faulty, sort of. Before you now say you need a new one, there had been an old one. It was a beginning, but this other one is a fresh beginning, and the Lord is giving you.
Amen.
You know, the man in Acts of Apostles where we just read needed a new beginning. For 40 years, he was going in a circle from his house to the gates. Beautiful gates. but he never entered. 40 good years. He depended on people to bring him from his house to that particular place. And anytime those people fail to come, it means it's not going out. I say, as the Lord liveth, every power that has been making you to go in circles, the Lord break it today in the name of Jesus. And he depended on people. It is whatever they gave him that sustained him. You will no longer depend on people.
Amen.
People will begin to depend on you.
Amen.
And another thing is, he couldn't achieve his purpose in life. At least it is the plan of God for him to be married. It is the plan of God for him to have his own house. It is the plan of God for him to be feeding his parents. But no, he couldn't fulfill anything. I say, as the Lord liveth, we fulfill your own purpose.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This man was limited. Limited in so many ways. Limited and incapacitated. If people don't come, if they don't give him anything, he couldn't stand, he couldn't do anything. Just on the same spot. Tell yourself, I'm leaving the stagnant state now. No more stagnancy. Who needs a new beginning? Are you sure? Amen. When your life depends on others, you need a new beginning. When it becomes so difficult for you to achieve what your mates are achieving easily, everybody is giving testimonies. How is my own like this? Somebody came to me in the afternoon and we were talking and he said, why me? When it comes to a level when you are now asking, why me? This one is making it. This one is me. Why me? The Lord will answer that question.
Amen.
I say the Lord will answer that question.
Amen.
When it seems as if the heavens is closed upon you, you need a new beginning. And I say your heavens are open today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, your heavens are opened in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When there is no evidence that you are praying, just the same prayer points. The same prayer points. And it seems as if, I've been praying. Somebody was talking with me yesterday on phone. I said, Mommy, I don't know what to do again. I'm tired. I said, then you have not started. As many of you as are tired, the Lord Almighty will rekindle his strength in you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When struggling becomes the order of the day. You don't achieve anything without struggling. Nothing comes to you easily. You have to struggle. You need a new beginning. Then when even praying becomes so difficult for you, you find it difficult to pray. You find it difficult to fast. You find it difficult to even read the Bible. You need a new beginning. Tell yourself and say, I'm having a new beginning already. In the name of Jesus. When the things you are saying, these things are bad. Initially, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ and you just say, or when you are coming to this country, you just say, I'm a child of God. I'm not going to compromise. And for paper's sake, you begin to compromise. For paper's sake, you begin to deny. You begin to tell lies. You begin to do so many things. Leaving God aside. God will not be annoyed. God understands. If your story is God understands and you continue to commit sin, you need a new beginning. And when fear has taken over you, no more boldness, no more confidence, you need a new beginning. And when you say you are a child of God and you begin to deny the power of the gospel, you need a new beginning. And when you are serving your mates, you need a new beginning. And when you are going in circles, you need a new beginning. Okay, what happens when there is a new beginning? What happens? These are the things I want you to be expecting now. One, there is remarkable success. In Luke chapter 5, verse 6. Luke 5, 6. The Bible spoke about Peter, who toiled all night. But when the Lord gave him a new beginning, what happened? He got multitude of fishes. And the Bible says the net break. Whatever has not been enough for you before, you will have more than enough now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Then there will be visible evidence. When you have a new beginning, there will be visible. You can see the story of Peter. Of the lame man. Everybody saw him. Doing what? Leaping. Walking. And jumping. Everybody saw him. Your life will bring forth evidence.
Amen.
I don't like your amen.
Amen.
I say your life will bring forth evidence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you have a new beginning, there is a shift from sorrow to joy.
Amen.
From begging to giving.
Amen.
From limitation to unstoppable life.
Amen.
And I say, as the Lord liveth, that's going to be your testimony.
Amen.
When there's a new beginning, investments are possible. Can you imagine this man? He was not married, nothing happened to him, nothing good other than just going from house to that place. And I'm sure by the time he was able to join them in the church, he must have been able to make some investments. And I say, the Lord Almighty, we open our heavens in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What was not available becomes abundant when there is a new beginning. Like we have Hannah. At a time she was barren and it was so bad. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 5. A barren woman became a mother of seven. And I say, as many of you as are looking unto God for fruitfulness in any area of your life, your heavens are opened in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Impossibility becomes possible. Genesis 21:1. When you have a new beginning, impossibility becomes possible. The Bible says that the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. Prophecies and promises coming as fulfilled prophecy, not just standing there, but they are now fulfilled. And you have access to the throne. That is, you are able to consult with God, you are able to talk to God, and no more guilty conscience. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us desire a new beginning? You can see in your life, you really need God to start something new. I really want you to bow your heads and talk to God. Where did you miss it? Where did you miss it? Where have you missed it? Where are you missing it? In what particular area and in which particular area do you think God decided to leave you alone to it? God just decided. You knew at this particular time. At a time you were hearing from God. At a time you were praying. At a time night vigil is a part of you. At a time fasting is a part of you. But you just discover, God understands. I will get it right. I will get it right. Somebody said, it's not everyone that is in UK that is okay. You just discover things are no longer okay. And you look at yourself, I was not like this. Think about where you missed it. And tell the Lord, I desire a new beginning. Talk to your Father. Talk to your Father, I desire a new beginning. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. and call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father,
my Father, my Father,
give me a new beginning.
In
the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. God, I need a new beginning. Makare de boko shata. Nekeskere de boka santa raba. Mazata gine mama kopare de boko shanta. Nekeskere de bo sata. Mazeta gine mako pare de basa. Nekeskere de bo shatenda. Mazetende more de boka sine. Yekenda radaba satanda. Mazeta ride mama makanda bare de boko shatain. Yekende rede bo sotanda. Mazete rede bo shkapanda. Mazatanda marede bobokonda. Mazete rede bo shkapa. Mazeta ride bako parede. Yekende rede bo shata. Mazatenda radaba. Yeke setende moride mama. Mazatondo morede bosko panda. Nekeske rede bo shatanda. Mazete rede bo skopanda. Marede bo shah. Makeriba. Yetari de bo kosonta. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Stagnancy.
Stagnancy.
Old story.
Old story.
I'm no longer your candidate.
No,
my Father, push me forward. Push me forward. To a new beginning. To a new beginning. Push me forward by your power. Yadeka. Stagnancy, I'm no longer your candidate. Old story, I'm tired of you. I need a new one. By your power. Mazeta. Mazotori baba. Mazatanda. Makeruno bokoso. Ye karide basanta. Mazeta. I'm tired of old story. I'm tired of stagnancy. Ye kapare de bo. Ye kaparada. Ye akende bo de bosh. Mazata de bo. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will call upon the Lord. And say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Connect me with my hand lifters.
Connect me with my hand
lifters. The Bible says Peter lifted up his hands and he stood. Call upon the Lord. Where are your hand lifters? Where are they? Wherever your hand lifters may be. My Father, connect me. Connect my children with my hand lifters. With hand lifters. Hand lifter in ministry. Hand lifter in life. Connect me with hand lifters in the name of Jesus. Mazeta radaba. Mazata redeboko senta. Yekena maradaba bakanda. Mazete redebosh. Makarine mama mama. Mazatonda radaba. Yekerine mako satanda. Yeke setanda. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
We are still praying that prayers. This man needed Peter. Elijah needed 9 people. If the chain of the 9 people had been broken in the life of Elijah, he wouldn't have, I'm sorry, in the life of Naaman, he wouldn't have received his healing. He needed 9 people to encourage him before he could be healed. I don't know how many people you need. God is able. God can do it. He has done it before. He can do it again. You are going to call upon the Lord. Say, my Father, my Father.
All the hand lifters I need,
let them begin to manifest. Connect me with them as they manifest in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Call upon your Father. I need them. Wow, my children, they need hand lifters. Wherever they are, I need hand lifters in life and in ministry. I need hand lifters. Connect us, oh God. Connect us, oh God. Connect us, oh God.
Connect us, O God. Connect us, O God. Mazeta ridebo. Ne kasatanda. Mazatende moredebo shata. Ne keske ridebo baba. Mazeta ridebo satin. Mazatanda maredebo satinda. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. The hand lifter you need will be there when they want to take decision concerning you.
Amen.
You will cry out to the Lord and say, every power that has kept me outside of my celebration, today, destroy that power. People are celebrating in the beautiful temple. This man was kept outside. Call upon the Lord until the hand lifter came. Call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father. Every power that has kept me outside my place of celebration, destroy such powers. Destroy such powers. Destroy them. Destroy them. Whatever the name may be called, destroy them. Destroy them. Every limitation, every barrier, maroboko sotanda, yeke derine makasatanda, maroboko senterebo, mazentarine makopara, yakarene mama makanda maredebo, yeke de morine bo shata, mazatende morine bo kosun, yeke derine bo shatanda, malanda kazenterine. Mako, ye can dere de bosotan, ye can deri de mama makanda, barada bosoto, ye can deri de bosotan, barende casenta, ye ribaba baba baba ba, mazaten de more de boson, ye can de moride basin, mazeka pare, ye negere de boschatan, ye can de moride bocosoton do mare de bosa, ye can da bande moride mamazin, ye keskeri de boschatanda, in the name of Jesus, mazetende moride bokosoten, ye kende moride basata, mazete oride bosh. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Isaiah 61 verse 9. Isaiah 61 verse 9. The Bible says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. You will call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father, as you are giving me a new beginning, let my seeds be seen as those you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, let my seeds be seen as those you have blessed. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you are already having seeds or you are yet to have. I don't know why God is giving me that place. Call upon the Lord. Let my seeds be blessed. Let my seeds be blessed. In the name of Jesus, let my seeds be blessed. In the name of Jesus, let my seeds be blessed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You will call upon the Lord. There are some people you need in life. They are hand lifters. But they have refused to show up. They know they are supposed to help you. They are aware. You are going to call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father. Everyone you have chosen to be my hand lifter and have refused or is delaying, change them. Change them. Change them. Change them. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and talk to the Lord. Any hand lifter that the Lord has provided for my life or for my home, Lord, and they have refused, change them. Change them. Change them by your power, by your might. Change them, O God. Change them, O God. Change them, O God. Change them, O God. Change them, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen.
I had an experience about 3 years back. I was using a particular vehicle. I was using it to run the ministry. And along the line, that car started giving me one issue or the other. And my pastor started contributing money to buy a car, and I wouldn't know what was happening among them, which was not my problem. But the Lord helped me to sow a particular seed. I'm going to talk about the seed on Sunday. The Lord helped me to sow a particular seed, and the Lord brought a vehicle. And by the time the pastors, when they saw it, then they said, Olorun ti fa julo han won. That's the language they use. That the Lord has shown them that is the Almighty. You will cry unto the Lord and say, my Father, my Father. Show my hand lifters that is dragging feet. That you are the all powerful. In the name of Jesus, show them. Show them. Anyone that you have assigned to me and they are dragging their feet, show them that you are the Almighty. Show them that you are the Almighty. Show them that you are the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, show them that you are the Almighty. Show them that you are the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, show them. Show them, oh God. 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 In the name of Jesus, show them. Show them, oh God. In your power, in your might, show them, oh God. Everyone you have chosen to help me, and they are dragging their feet, they are postponing it, they are delaying it, show them you are there. Show them all powers belong to you. Show them you can do it without them. Show them you can do it without them. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, show them. Show them. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Verse 8 of Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Verse 8 of Acts of Apostles chapter 3 says, And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You will call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
As you are giving me a new beginning, let me move from one level of glory to another level. In the name of Jesus. Let me move from one level of glory to another level. In the name of Jesus. If I have been leaping before, let me begin, oh God, to walk. If I've been walking, let me begin to run. If I've been running, let me begin to fly. In the name of Jesus. Take me from one level of glory to another level. I refuse to be stagnant. As you are giving me a new beginning, let me move from one level of glory to another level. In the name of Jesus. From leaping to walking. From walking, Lord Jesus. Mazeta rebo shata. Mazete rebo ko sata. Yenebo sotanda barababa. Mazete rebo ko sa. Yekende rebo ko sin. Yekende mariba sente rebo. Yekende morine bo ko soten. Ye marada ba satana. Marene bo ko soten. Yekende morine ma santa. Marene bo ko sin. Yekende rine mama kanda marene bo ko sunt. Yekende rine ma san. Let me move from one level of glory to another. From one level. I refuse to be stagnant. As you are giving me a new beginning, may I no longer be small. As you are giving me a new beginning, may I move from glory to glory. As you are giving me a new beginning, may I move, oh God, to a height that only you can allow. In the name of Jesus. Mazantorebo. Mazata rine mama mazoto rine boko shanta yekende rine bo shaten yekeska rine makanda baraba mazete rine bo sota yekende morine mama makan. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. This man entered into the temple. He entered into the temple. You will call upon the Lord. and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Open the door of my glory. And let me enter. In the name of Jesus. Let me enter the place of my glory. Let me enter the place of honor. Let me enter the place of celebration. In the name of Jesus. Let me enter. Let me enter. Let me enter. Marene mokosa. Iakada rede bobo son terebo. Makanda marede mokoskopun. Yekende rine mansatena. Yekende redebos. Mazatanda marede makosotin. Yekende morine baba. Mazatondo morine boshata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mazetende morine boska. Yakanda marede bosotonde. Yeke satanda. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11. Isaiah 60 verse 11. This is a confession you are going to make. We are going to pray some prayer points from that place. Isaiah 60 verse 11. It says, therefore thy gates shall be opened continually. Amen. Only one person got the message.
Amen.
When gates are closed, nothing can enter. Therefore thy gates shall be opened continually.
Amen.
They shall not be shut day and night.
Amen.
That men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles.
Amen.
And that their kings may be brought.
Amen.
You will call upon the Lord. And say, my Father, my Father.
My Father,
my
Father.
My gates are opened. They are open for your blessing. They are open for new beginning. They are open for your blessings. They are open for success. They are open for breakthrough. They are open for perfect health. They are open for sound health. Begin to make your confessions. My doors are opened. My gates are opened because you are the door. Rakepa Santo. Yekeske redebosha. Mazete rine mamama. Mazatonda. The gates are, my own gates are opened, oh God, for a new beginning. My gates are open for your blessings. My gates are open for joy. My gates are open for celebration. My open are open. My gates are open for new papers. Marene bosa. Makende morene bosh. For new jobs. Ah, ishe ton ton ishe. Rake parene bo. Mazatanda. My gates are open. And they are opened continually. In the name of Jesus. They are opened. 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 In the name of Jesus. My gates are open. My gates are open. Ah, they are open unto you, my Father. In the name of Jesus, release your blessings for a new beginning for me, for a new testimony. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I have a sister, very wonderful sister. The husband was a one-time ambassador to Ghana, and she's a niece to one of our former presidents in Nigeria, Obasanjo. So she was having her daughter's wedding, and I was there. And there were bouncers mounting the door. And when I talk of bouncers, people that can carry my pastor with one hand. Not somebody like Bracken, still bigger than Bracken. So you can imagine, and you can see my big self. And they were on the road, they were there. And they didn't allow people to go in. And I got there. With the confidence with which I wanted to enter, they said, madam, excuse me. I said, I'm going inside. And they said, people are walking there. I said, yes, I want to supervise the people that are walking there. And they all gave way.
Amen.
Who are the bouncers that the enemy has placed on your gates? Who are the bouncers that they are telling you you cannot go in? That they are telling you it is not possible? Call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my fighter. My Father, my fighter.
Everyone
standing at their gates, saying my new beginning will not be possible. Oh, yeah, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Where are they? Who are they? They are stronger. But you are the stronger than the strongest. You are the one that is stronger than the strongest. Every bouncer, every demon, every family wall that are standing on my gate to new beginning. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I command you, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, I destroy you, I destroy you, I destroy you, I destroy you, I destroy you. Mazeta redebo, yeke da pari bagozo bona, yeke de boni daka, yanaka redebo, yeke sotora. Mando robos ye na casa mazate reboso ne keskeri debo ye malada baba mazate ne ye keskeri debo ye kaparene mazato pore debos makanda baba baba mazete ne mori debo ye kesatada mazatori baba ye kende bori base ye kende bore debo. I refuse, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be stopped by any power, by any hand, in the name of Jesus, by poverty, by lack of residency, by lack of permit, I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be stopped. Father, I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. Mazeta redebo. Yeke da bari bakasa tanda. Mazato redebo kosan. Yeke skeri de baba baba. Mazato ndo moredebo. Yena mazatanda. Yenebo zotondo. Ah, are you confessing you refuse? Or you want to stay outside? Are bouncers going to stop you? Tell the Lord, they have no power. My Father is the strongest. They cannot hold me. They cannot hold me down. My dopo redebo. Yeke debo riba baba. Mazatanda. Yeke ske redebo. Yeke satanda. Mazata redebo. Yeke ske redebo shatanda. Mazatende. Yeke redebo boson. Yeke setan. Mazato riba baba baba. Makende moredebo. Yeke de moride ba satanda. Ye de bo sote. Yeke nda barede bo shata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mazate nde moride bo. Yeke nde moride bo sa. Yeke nde moride baba. Mazatanda marede bo sote. In the name of Jesus. Yeke nde moride bo ko shate. Yeke nde moride bo. Yeke nde moride baba se. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. The last part of Isaiah 60, the last part, the last sentence there, it says, okay, that they may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. And in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, it says, and he changed the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. You will cry unto the Lord. He changes the times. You will call upon the Lord and say, my Father, my Father, I need a new beginning. Change my time and my seasons in the name of Jesus. The hard time is over. The hard time is over. The sorrowful time is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hard times are over for me. Weeping times are over. Sorrowful times are over. Limitation times are over. Marenebosa. Struggling times are over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is my season. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. He says he removeth kings. I don't know the king that has been reigning in your life. I don't know the king that has been reigning. There are some kings. The Yoruba people, they will say, Obamewa, Igbamewa, 10 kings, 10 seasons. I don't know the king that is presently reigning in your life that you need to dethrone. You are the one going to dethrone that king. Because you need a new beginning. Because the Bible says, and he setteth up kings. So you will remove the king that is really contrary to your life. The king that is making your life hard. The king that is not giving you peace. The king that is not giving you joy. You will say in my new beginning, my father, my father. I remove so and so king. You mention the name. Mention the name. Mention the name. Mention the name. You know the king that is reigning in your life. Is it the king of sickness? Is it the king of unemployment? Is it the king of hardship? Is it the king of poverty? Is it the king of fear? Begin to remove them. Remove them. Remove them. Remove them. Open your mouth. Make your own confession. Remove them. Every king that is ruling and reigning in my life, bringing me hardship, bringing me sorrow, bringing me sickness, bringing my life, being a devourer in any area, I dethrone you. I dethrone you. I dethrone you. I dethrone you. I dethrone you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Now begin to establish a new king. Begin to establish a new king. A new king. Ah, I have a new beginning. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of possibility. A new beginning of excellence. A new beginning of divine connection. A new beginning of hand lifters. A new beginning of helpers. A new beginning of people around me. In the name of Jesus. A new beginning of breakthrough. A new beginning of my papers. A new beginning of fruitfulness. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of victory. A new beginning of excellence. A new beginning of breakthrough. I have a new beginning. Are you making the confession? Begin to install the king. 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 You know what you want. You know what you want. Begin to make a new beginning. Make the decree. Make the beginning. The decree. My gates are opened. My gates are open. They are opened. For a new beginning of honor, a new beginning of glory, a new beginning of lifting, a new beginning of excellence, a new beginning of helpers, a new beginning of favor, a new beginning of breakthrough, a new beginning of moving from one level of glory to another level of glory. No more limitation, no more barrier. Hey, in the name of Jesus, no more sanctions by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, no more sanctions. No more sanctions. Begin to make your request known unto the Lord that the Lord is giving you a new beginning. That the Lord is giving you a new beginning. A new beginning, no more fear.
Pray for yourself. A new beginning. A new beginning. A life of more than enough. A new beginning. A life of all possibilities in God. Pray for the new beginning. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Our Lord and our Father, we stand together. We enter into our new beginning tonight. Lord, as we are prayed, bring it to pass for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, this new beginning, let it begin right now in the name of Jesus. Before we leave the church, let the phone call begin to come. Let the good news begin to come. Let the letter be signed. Let the job be released. Let the key be released. Let the house be released. Let the car be released. Let the promotion be released. Let the new job be released. Let the husband come. Let the wife come. Let the baby come. Thank you, mighty Father. Life of struggle is over. Life of dependency on men is over. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will set to us. You will lift us up. You will bless us. Your grace and your mercy will not depart from us. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's stretch our hands to our mommy and begin to pray for a new beginning. Fresh oil, fresh anointing. As he has blessed us tonight, that God will not leave her. God will give our children a new beginning, our ministry a new beginning. Just pray for her. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your daughter. Because we know a new beginning, a new chapter has just begun in our life in the name of Jesus. You will not leave her nor forsake her. Lord, as you bless her, you bless each and every one of us. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's